Hello and welcome to the Gentleman's Journey podcast. I'm your host, Anthony, and today we are on the fifth installment. So this is the last of the series of the foundational five. You know, in the beginning, we talked about vision, we talked about standards, we talked about goals, we talked about a lot of things. Now, this last piece is action. And I'm going to tell you right now, the reason why I kept this one last, because this is the hardest thing out of everything else. It's harder than having a vision. It's harder than raising your standards. It's harder than having goals. Like, this one right here is the hardest one out of all of them. But I'm going to tell you something, that once you master this, this is where your life goes to the next level. You will never look back. Your life will never go down. If you master this skill right here that I'm going to talk about and give you steps on today, everything changes in your life for the better. So let's talk about it. So we're talking about action. Now, I would say out of everything, you know, when I'm talking to clients and doing presentations, this is what I get most on. You know, most questions on, just because a lot of people can't take action. They just can't. So let's see what Webster Dictionary says what action is. Action, per their definition, is a thing done. It's a deed. It's an accomplishment of a thing, usually over a period of time or in stages or with the possibility of repetition. Okay? My definition of action is doing something towards what you want, okay? Now, when I talk to clients all the time, you know, we talk about action. This is where I really stick on, because I tell them, like, you know, a lot of the time when you're not taking action, there's three things that you're feeling right now in your life if you're not taking any action. First thing is you're frustrated. You're so frustrated with your life. Because when you take action, you automatically take control and accountability, right? Once you do that, no one else can take it away from you. You become the victor. You go from a background person to the main character in your life when you start to take action, okay? People that don't take action in their lives, other thing that happens too is they're sad. They're depressed. They, you know, their life is uneventful. They literally feel like this is it. There's nothing more that's going to happen for me. They literally just live just a life of just, meh, that's it. They're okay with it. Because it's safe. It's safe not to take any action, right? Just like we talked about before, when you don't take action, you are taking on the mindset of a victim. You are taking on the mindset of lack and limitation, right? What you have is good. I don't want any more. You're just okay. That's not a life you want to live. So why don't people take action? It's the simplest step to take out of everything else, out of building a vision, out of raising your standards, out of all those things. This is the easiest thing to do. But why don't people take action? Why? Why don't they? First thing, and I would say this is number one over everything else, it's fear. They're fearful of looking stupid. They're fearful of failing, right? They're fearful that it's something bad's going to happen once they take action, right? They're going to lose it all, or whatever the case is. They build up these stories in their mind that forces them to stay put and not do anything, right? Because again, remember, it's easier to do that than it is to take action and be the victor or be the main character in your life. Remember, it's easier to be a background person. And by them having all this fear and build anxiety, here's what starts to happen. They play all these bad scenarios in their mind of things that haven't happened, right? Like we've talked about in the Mindset podcast, you know, to where they start to believe what hasn't happened. because they believe it, they will not take action. You know, so they start to outthink themselves, essentially. They overthink. They overthink the situation. They overthink the simple action to take. They think something bad's going to happen from it, or they're going to look stupid. They think all these things, and realistically, all they're doing is just outthinking themselves with fear. Okay? Here's another thing that happens, I would say, when people get to this point, you know, of taking action, is they see the steps that they have to take, and it kills all the desire that they want. It kills their why, because they become overwhelmed. They start to believe the record, that negative record that's playing in their mind. And it's more comfortable to listen to that record, even though it's wrong, even though it's bad. It's more comfortable to listen to that than to face it and take action towards it, right? And work against it. It's easier just to sit on the sidelines. It really is. I would say, and these two are going to kind of be combined, but the other two that I see why people don't take action, one is just out and out laziness. And with laziness comes procrastination. You procrastinate to the last. Let's talk about laziness first. When you're lazy, right? And there's nothing wrong with having lazy days. We all need that to recharge. I get it. But when you're consistently lazy and you don't get up off the couch, or you're just doing things that are not benefiting you, you're taking action towards things that are not helping you build a legacy or a future or a better life or those things, and you're just kind of just going to watch TV, just being lazy. What starts to happen is when you do that, it doesn't benefit yourself. You paint the picture with your actions, right? You can look at someone's life, and within 10 minutes of talking to them, you can see what kind of actions that they take in their lives and what kind of life that they have. You can see it. It's sad, but it's the truth. And, you know, with that, there's nothing you can really, when you see people like that, it's sad, because they will have the ability to change their life. And by them not taking action, there's nothing that they can do. And it's the saddest thing, to be honest. It really is. I see so many people with so much potential and have these great visions, hold themselves to a high standard, and they fail on this. And this is the easiest thing for them to do, but they won't do it because they're just too lazy. They don't have their desire is gone and they want to procrastinate. So this is what I say, you know, when I go over that, people are like, well, how can I take action? Well, first, when you're looking at the actions that you have to take, you know, and I go over this in the Vision and Goals podcast, you know, this is where this is coming to play. The vision that you have and the goals that you have, they all are part of each other, right? They all build within each other. Look at what your goals are and what your vision is, and break those down into steps, right? Or into categories. I usually split mine into two categories. First category is, what are action steps that I can do right now? What are actions that I can take that I can do right now, today, right now? What can I do? And then my second actions have a due date. I have to do these actions by a certain time, because I have to take other actions first that will lead me to this action. And this is my due date for these other actions to happen, so I can take this action here. And the reason why I do that, because it's always giving you something to work towards. And when you have something to work towards and you're taking those steps, you're building momentum. And when you build momentum, it's the most amazing thing. Because when I'm building momentum, I am building confidence in my actions, right? It builds confidence for me. You know, when I'm taking these little actions here, taking these little actions there, moving forward, moving forward, moving forward, you know, you build momentum. You have the snowball effect, you know, and you become more and more and more confident. Have you ever had a day, or if you've played sports, you've seen this, to where you make three or four in a row, and then, you know, baskets or football, you know, or touchdowns, or you do something where it happens three or four in a, you know, times in a row for you, the likelihood that you're going to take that next shot goes up exponentially because you have the confidence to take the action or to make the basket or to do whatever action that is, right? Because you've built momentum, you've built confidence. That's the biggest key. This whole thing is building momentum as fast as you can, because once you build momentum, you build confidence. And once you have built confidence and you keep taking action towards your goals and you start to achieve your goals and your vision starts to become clear and you start to, you know, the vision that you wanted, you start to surpass and you keep going forward. People that do that are extremely confident because they've built momentum to move forward with. That's the biggest thing, is when you are building momentum and you're building confidence, you're a juggernaut. A juggernaut, you know, if you want to look at, I believe it's X-Men, so I believe that's Marvel. Once they start, they can't stop. They only stop themselves. And you can talk to anybody who's built momentum, who's built large companies, who have done great things. Once they have got momentum and confidence behind them, nothing can stop them. You throw, you know, obstacles in front of them, they obliterate them. Why? Because they have confidence to move forward. They become clear. They know what they got to do. They know that they're going forward. They know it takes action. They know it. They absolutely know it. So, something like that I do, right, to get that momentum, to build that confidence, I have what they call, I do action blocks in my day. And action blocks are times that you dedicate in your day, or at least in your week, to where you are focused nothing on nothing but your goals and taking action. I could be doing emails, phone calls, writing, you know, doing your podcast like I'm doing right now, writing out your podcast. Whatever it is that is working you towards your goals, this is that time to do it. And let me just tell you something. When you do it on a daily basis, when, like, I'll just give you an example. Like, when I start my day, the first thing I look at is my vision, right? And then I look at my goals. Then I start my day. And then in that day, I turn, it'll pop up on my phone, time to take action. And I'll have it for at least 30 minutes, sometimes an hour, but I at least do 30 minutes of my day. And when I'm doing it, I can't tell you how great it feels to start to take action towards the things that you want. It's amazing. Because of the fact when you start to take action, you know, in your day, it turns your day around. I can't tell you how many days I've had that were bad days. I'm like, oh, I just don't want to put up with this or that or whatever is going on. And then I get to my action block for the day. And now it's my time. Now this is the time where I get to build my dreams. I get to work towards my goals, towards my vision. This is my time, right? And when I get out of that, man, I am on fire. I'm on fire because I have taken time to dedicate to my goals and my vision. And the more time that I dedicate towards my goals and my vision and take action towards that, the closer I get to it. That's the key thing. That's the thing that when you first start off, you don't realize. So you just take these small steps. You take these small actionable things and taking action towards what you want. You build the momentum. You just build it. And I would say the other thing too that a lot of people don't talk about, right, when you're taking action. And I have one client that this has happened to where they took action all the time. They were absolutely crushing it in life. And when they stopped taking action, right, their whole life came to a halt. And they got into a dark place because they weren't taking action. They saw things fall through because they had a timeline for certain actions. You know, these things were happening. That's the hardest place to get out of. When you take action and then something happens and it pushes you backwards. So what I'm going to say is to this group, right? And I'm going to give you a couple steps because a lot of people don't talk about this. And I feel we should take time and talk about people that have taken action and now have fallen back into bad habits. The first thing that you should do when you fall back in these bad habits of not taking action, about being afraid, having fear, and you've accomplished things before. And I know this sounds like a broken record, but it's just the easiest thing to do is you got to forgive yourself. Again, I know we've talked about this. We've said this. I get it. But it just works. You got to forgive yourself. And then ask yourself, as you've forgiven yourself, why did I want to do this? Sometimes, unconsciously, when we stop taking action towards our goals and towards our dreams, I would say most of the time when I talk to my clients that are in this position, that vision that they had no longer aligns with who they are now or what they want. And because that alignment's not there, that desire is not there anymore, right? The why isn't there anymore because that why is now changed. That desire has now changed. So if you've fallen into that, look at your goals and look at your vision and then ask yourself this question. Is this something that still aligns with who I am? Does it? If it doesn't, you know what to do. You redo your vision to something that aligns with what you want. You build your goals off of that. And then once you do that, you start to take action again. And I'm going to tell you what, there is no better feeling in the world when you were absolutely crushing life, you got knocked on your butt because it didn't align with your life anymore, it didn't align with your goals or who you were, you fall back, but you built yourself back up and you start taking action again, it's the best feeling in the world. And when you do that too, here's another thing that happens, is that you will start to notice, and if you have high value relationships, they will notice this too. If you're starting to fall back a little bit, they'll say, hey, what's going on? You know, and you're just like, man, I just don't feel like doing this anymore. It's okay to admit that. If you don't want to do something anymore, it's okay to feel that way. You only get one life to live. That's it. It's this one. So you got to make it the best one. You really do. And that's by taking action. And remember this too. When you are taking action, you're going to fall on your face. It's going to happen. You're not going to know everything in the beginning. It's okay. It literally is okay. It really is. But when you truly want something, right, and your vision just fires you up and you start to build a plan and you start to have goals and you start to take action, I'm telling you, your whole life will start to change almost immediately. How you see yourself will start to change almost immediately. It just will. You know? And because of that, because you take action, right? It's just a simple thing. It really is. It is such a simple thing to do, but because of its simplicity, it's the hardest thing to do. It really is. It's the hardest thing to do. You know, I could go into, you know, grading yourself on your actions. You know, I could talk about we'll talk about CBM, consistently builds momentum. You're either taking actions, you know, towards your goals. If you're not taking any action, you're taking, you know, actions away from your goals and you're building momentum backwards. I could talk about all that stuff. But this is what I want to end with you. If you look at your life and you're not happy with it, take action towards something you want. Know that you're worth it. Know you are. Know that you can do whatever it is that you want. Whatever it is that you want. Whatever it is, you can do it. There is no limitation on your life. The only limit you will ever have is the one that you place on it. That's it. It's just the limit that you place on yourself. So never, ever, ever be afraid to take action. You know, somebody told me this a long time ago. I think I was working at Target and I was a trainee, right? Cashiering, I was like 16. Actually, I was 15, to be honest. Working at Target as a cashier. And I remember I had the trainee button because my name tag wasn't ready yet. And a guy told me, this is this older gentleman. He told me, he's like, you know, we were all new once. And when you're new at something, you're not going to be as good as someone who's been doing it for 10 or 15 years. You're not. But the fact that you are taking action towards what you want, the right people will notice that, and those right people will help you towards your goals. Like, I'll give you an example, like with this podcast. It's something, honestly, I've been wanting to do for, God, two and a half years. And when I got my first client, for the gentleman's journey, he said to me, dude, you should do a podcast. You really should. You have so much information. You should do a podcast. You should share this with somebody. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to do that podcast and electronics and all that stuff, right? I would say 2 weeks later, I'm getting my hair cut and talking to my barber. And he's going through some issues and I was giving him advice and he's like, man, I can't tell you. He's like, you need to do a podcast. And then the guy next to me that was getting his haircut was listening to a conversation. He said the same thing. Well, my belief is when three people tell you something that, hey, you should do this, unless it's jumping off a bridge or doing something illegal, you really should look into it. And I did. And like I said, the minute I made that decision, I went on Amazon, bought my microphone, and here we are. So with that, I want to just thank you for listening today. it means the world to me. I can't even tell you how much it means to me. It really, really means the world to me. Don't be afraid to go after what it is you want, whatever it is. Do not be afraid. Also, too, if you're having issues with setting goals or taking action or setting up a vision for yourself, never hesitate to reach out to me. You can reach me at anthony@gentsjourney.com. And then also on my Instagram, which is my gents journey, right? DM me there, email me. I, again, want to help as many people as I can get to their goals, get to their dreams, help them be their best. That's what this is all about, guys, is being your best. Because once you become your best, other people will see that and you will inspire them, even on an unconscious level. So, again, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening today. And I'm just going to leave you with this quote. Whatever the mind can conceive, it can achieve. And just know, by you having that kind of mindset, the actions that you take will be easier and easier and easier and easier and easier. Okay, guys? So, again, I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And remember, you create your day. Take care.